Okay, so this is me, Paul, saying hello to you before I call Ben. And it's not that I wanted to say anything to you before I call Ben, it's just that I'm starting the podcast late. And it's always nice, at least in my opinion, to get a little bit of time in ahead of time so that by the time that Ben is actually doing all this, he has a chance to leave at the time that we agreed upon, not however late it is, whenever I actually end up calling him and starting the podcast, if that makes sense. So I am now opening up my Gmail. That's right, I use Gmail, and I'm opening an email from Ben called Zoom link for today. And then I'm clicking on the Zoom meeting and waiting to connect. I have connected. I'm going to join with video. And then from there, I am going to... it says you're not connected to computer audio, which is a problem because I don't think Ben can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, he can because I don't have my headphones plugged in. Now that my headphones are plugged in, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, see, it's still going. Oh, wait, hold on.
I can hear you. I'm still going to keep talking.
I can hear you as well. Ben and I can hear each other, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, you can hear me, yes?
I can. I'm getting a little bit of an echo.
Hey, Ben, where are you at right now?
I am in my apartment.
Ben, apartment looks great.
I'm trying something new today, so we're streaming the show from my apartment, and I think I have everything set up the way it should be.
I'm going to go live
right now, and we'll see if that works. So far, so good. YouTube says I have an excellent connection. And, I got to do this.
There's something on this side of my... I can't tell what it is. Yeah. You can see it, though, right? There's like a weird...
What are you looking at?
There's some weird light over here.
It looks some like reflection. Just the... I don't see it. All I'm seeing from you is basically just this. So if you're seeing something, it might be out of my frame.
There's a light distortion.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah. No, don't worry. Nobody else sees that.
Okay, good. Good. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Paul. Oh, I'm wondering if I'm only coming into one channel. That might be.
I can hear you from both my headphones. I don't know if that matters or not.
Excellent. I'm also using a new streaming software called Streamlabs that I've never worked with before. Because the license key for Wirecast, which is what I usually use, belongs to Annex, and that computer is at the theater. And so this is my computer at home. So Streamlabs is free. That's why I'm using it. That's why lots of people use it. But I'm going to see if I can downmix to mono. There we go. Downmix
to mono. For some reason, my headphones are picking you up. It might just be that my headphones are too loud, but I don't think they're that loud.
Your headphones are picking me up. Like you're hearing me?
Like I can see when you talk, I can see little, little waveform. If that makes sense.
Oh, I see. On your...
my microphone.
That's a you problem. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's not. It's nothing you can do.
It might be just like really loud in your headphones.
Yeah, and maybe it'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we're streaming. Everything looks good.
Hey, good.
From my end, you are frozen, but...
oh, no. What about now?
Well, I can hear you. Oh, no. You're still frozen.
I'm moving around, and I'm... So you can still hear me.
I can still hear you, but your picture is frozen.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I don't know what the problem is, Ben. Did I disappear? I'm back.
We'll just pretend that didn't happen and go, hey, Paul, how's it? Hey, Paul Goody!
Hey, Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, 5 minutes in.
5 minutes in.
Record time.
Saying hello.
So those of you who are on the live stream, Edward, come in here, buddy. What are you barking at? Come here. Barking while Daddy's trying to do his podcast.
barking while during the podcast. You're like a crazy person.
You're like a crazy person. We're big pants people.
I found chicken bones under your bed. Hey, are you into voodoo?
Can we start a beef really quick with who's the guy? Very white person.
You're gonna have to narrow that down.
Comedian, blonde hair.
Narrows it somewhat. David Spade
had his own show for a while. No, like I'm talking really white, like Christian white. but
not just in skin color, but in culture.
But still funny. Nice, really nice, really.
Brian Regan.
No. Once you know who it is, you're gonna be like, oh, that guy. Okay, Paul.
You're not talking about Dennis Leary.
No. Nice.
Nice.
Like super.
Well, I've never met him.
Okay, so I'm gonna describe his bit that he does. Okay. Because what we were doing was Kevin Meaney.
Yes.
Right? Now, here is another comedian. Maybe we shouldn't even say the person's name, because what I'm going to say is that guy stole this bit from Kevin Meaney. What's he talking about? Why is he saying that on stage? I don't even...
Gaffigan?
Yes! Jim Gaffigan, in my opinion, took Kevin Meaney's bit. But instead of his mom, it was a stranger in the audience. Now,
right, so affecting that sort of voice, but not like stealing the material, but stealing sort of the concept.
The concept of, I am going to be an external person who is commenting on the humor that this person is doing.
Right.
And this is exactly why I said, I'm not accusing him of maliciously doing something. It's just that whenever I see him do it, I immediately think of Kevin Meaney.
I hadn't put those two together, but now that you mention it,
But Jim Gaffigan, longtime listener of the show, I don't want him to get mad at me by accusing him of not, because what he does is funny. He does a funny version of that.
I was actually, this is the second time Jim Gaffigan's name has been mentioned has been brought up in front of me today. I was listening to the Mark Maron episode of WTF with Patton Oswalt. Mm-hmm. And Patton was talking about having a bit about Hot Pockets. And then he says, I go see Jim Gaffigan, and Jim Gaffigan obviously owns the Hot Pockets. And so Patton was like, I had to stop doing it. The whole conversation at that point was talking about just doubling down on when people like attack you for stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was started off because Patton got a lot of flack from people because he posed with Dave Chappelle, who they've been friends since like they were teenagers. And so Chappelle's got himself into a whole like anti-trans
It's funny. Funny how one can find themselves at the heart of, you know, an anti-trans controversy by doing jokes that have a trans person as a punchline. And then all of a sudden, here you are. I mean, are you familiar with at least...
I know of the controversy. I have not seen any of the jokes, any of the specials.
One of the things was, like, the idea was he was having LGBTQ, like, that concept politically as a car ride. And the trans person was being annoying, loud, and obnoxious to the other people. And that was the joke, pretty much. Now, Dave Chappelle is a funny person. And the way that he was doing it was, you know, hitting all the buttons of what humor should be.
Right.
But, you know, me as a person, I didn't find it necessarily that funny. There's a thing...
But the point that they were talking about, though, was not defending Chappelle. Was that when Chappelle was confronted with how that's anti-trans, he doubled down.
Yeah.
And so has, you know, when and so the what Patton's point was, you have to be able to learn.
Yeah. And the thing is that did you see, I forgot, have you watched Atlanta yet?
Yeah, I haven't seen the latest season. I've seen up to the where she's in Paris.
There's a So when you see that season, we'll talk about something, but I don't want to ruin.
No spoilers for the final season of Atlanta.
Hopefully not the final season of Atlanta, for the latest season of Atlanta. I think
this is it. I think I read somewhere. Now, I could be wrong. We like to keep it that, wrong
that
here.
That we ended in Paris? That was
No. There's one more season.
Okay, yeah. That's
Hulu,
what...
Hulu just dropped another season, and that will be the final
season.
Wait,
they just dropped it?
Yeah, it's available.
Oh! Happy day
that's
for Paul.
That's why I'm saying I've not seen the latest season.
Oh, so wait. So you did see the one that took place in Paris?
In Paris, yes.
Oh, okay. So what I was going to say the canceled bar.
Yes.
And of course, spoilers for Atlanta. This is great. Super news for me. I've been looking for another show to watch. Of course, you know,
it's
it'll
not
be...
all available. They're releasing it weekly, but I think there's like two. There may be at least one episode is available, possibly two.
Yeah. I wonder if I want to wait until it's all out so I can watch it one right. That's what I used to do. But anyway, so Liam Neeson.
Yes.
He says something that is, you know, and of course it's not him saying it. It's the writers having Liam Neeson say it, but they say something pretty profound, which is that, you know, you can learn from your mistakes. But one of the things I've learned is that being white, you don't have to learn if you don't want to.
Right.
And I think that one could,
by the writers,
go so far as to say being famous, you don't have to learn if you don't want to.
Or rich.
Kind of both. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, rich is more important.
And not famous and still not have to learn stuff. Yeah. I heard that Liam Neeson did that episode of Atlanta as sort of an apology for something that he found himself like. I honestly don't know what he did. I think it was something that he said. And
Oh, yeah. It was a friend of his was the victim of a violent crime of some kind.
Okay.
And he said that he found himself... He was describing himself in his youth. And
and how he wanted to beat someone up.
Yeah, and he mentioned, I think during that it didn't matter who it was.
Right.
And I think that was the...
A black
just as long as
up.
They fit a certain demographic...
Right,
which, you know, and the whole point I think that was being made there is okay, that's something that one might necessarily want to talk about in therapy, whatever. It's not necessarily something that you would like to have floating out there in an interview.
This is true because from what I understand, it was he was trying to convey this story in terms of how he has grown from his youth.
Yeah.
But all people heard was, oh, Liam Neeson wants to beat up black people.
Well, and one of the things that I remember from my conversations with people back when I was on TikTok and things like that is that that people who are the victims of prejudice and profiling and stuff like that could go the rest of their lives without you telling them your story about how one about how you were profiled yourself. That's bad. But even worse is the, yeah, man, that's messed up. I remember I did something and I didn't get arrested at all. They just let me go. Like right. Stories like that. Great. Glad that they happened, but it's not something that anyone needs to hear. So, yeah, the same thing. I said something very similar at one point. I had been talking about my misspent youth. And the reason I was talking about it was because, like, people were like, I don't lock my car doors. You remember this story. or I think you and I talked about this before. Somebody was like, I don't lock my car doors because if somebody really wants to get into my car, they'll just break a window or something.
Right.
And I wrote to them and I said, counterpoint, as someone who used to, you know, like be a bad kid, bad kids want to think that they're good. And so you have all these different ways that you justify what it is you're doing. And one of them is, if they were stupid enough to leave their car unlocked, then they deserve me rifling through their stuff.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, you do want to, if you make a line, it's just like if you have a gate in your on your front lawn, you have a gate that locks, even though somebody could hop the fence if they wanted to, you're still going to cut out a whole bunch of people who would have been like, well, they left their gate unlocked in their minds. And I know that people like to think that folks who commit crimes are just bad and they're this like other type of person, but there's a lot of stuff that really is, I mean, I can't, you know, I'm going to say it's like fairy tale rules kind of, but or pirate laws or whatever, but there are things that for a lot of people who are committing petty crimes, there are things that you can do as kind of wards against stuff, and one is locking your stuff up.
Right. The fallacy of I'm not gonna lock my car because then I'll just have to pay for a broken window. I mean, like to your point, people are just gonna go through and try the door handles.
Right. And of all the cars that are on the street.
Of all the cars. And if it's locked, they're gonna move on to the next one.
Yeah. Breaking a window is not as easy as people think it is, also. I'm just gonna throw
this video of a person who is like in a parking lot of a Target or something, and they're just hanging out in the back seat of this van or something. And it might have been staged, otherwise, why would this person be videotaping? But they were like sitting in the back seat, have their phone, they're shooting video out, and they're just following this one guy. And he walks by, and a stranger to the person behind the camera tries the door handle of the front door, it's locked. Walks around, tries the back, it's locked. Walks around, tries the passenger door, it's locked, and moves on. And the person inside, I mean, I don't think they say anything, but like you're like, this person is watching someone just casually, and it's broad daylight, just like casually trying to see if their car's unlocked.
Oh, hey, you know what? I figured out why your audio is showing up here.
And why is that?
You're
Paul?
Coming through my headphones and through the speaker of the laptop.
Ah, well, that'll make your audio pretty messy.
Yay, Ben. This'll be fun. I wonder what happens if I turn down just
for what?
Huh. What if I mute it here? Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Nope. Okay, that doesn't work.
That muted it for you then.
Yeah. Okay. So, sorry, Ben. I'll have to work it out later.
I don't know.
I mean, it's low enough that...
Do you have...
This will be the special...
Do you have a pair of headphones down there?
I'm wearing a pair of headphones, Ben.
No, another pair of headphones that you can just plug into the headphone port of the laptop. So instead of the sound,
these headphones are plugged into the headphone port of the laptop,
and is coming through the speakers.
Yep.
Okay, that is unexpected behavior.
Yeah. Okay, now I unplugged and plugged back in. Talk for a second.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Hey, it's fixed.
It's fixed.
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but anyway. Right.
Well, for the first, you know, roughly half of the show, the sound is going to be kind of weird.
Maybe.
I'll just have to line up my waveform with me on your waveform.
Yeah. Maybe there's a situation where the Bluetooth of these headphones was picking up your voice, but the audio jack wasn't plugged in, and the audio jack wasn't plugged in all the way.
Ah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Perhaps. But it's solved now, and we can move on.
Better Call solved. Hey, wait, hey. No. Hey, so
just breaking today, Vince Gilligan sold a new TV show to Apple TV Plus starring Ray Seahorn.
Who's Ray Seahorn?
Who's Ray Seahorn? You bring up a Better Call Saul reference and you don't know who Ray Seahorn is.
I probably know him by his character name rather than his.
Well, you know her by her character name. She plays Kim Wexler.
Oh! I thought it was Ray Seahorn. R-A-Y.
It's R-H-E-A, but it's pronounced Ray.
Yeah, okay. So sorry, Ray Seahorn. I apologize. Longtime listener of the podcast, Ray Seahorn. Any offense that I made, I apologize. So longtime listeners of the show might remember, or actually someone who listened to the last episode, that I was going to get new glasses. You'll notice that I'm not wearing them. And here's what happened, Ben. I bought progressive lenses, right?
Yes.
Because I hated putting on my reading glasses and taking off my reading glasses. Little did I know that I would be hampering myself rather than helping myself by getting these. Because I have my reading glasses, right? And when I have my reading glasses on, my whole vision is reading glasses. Like I can read,
right,
you know, from every part of my eye. And when I have my reading glasses off, my whole vision is mid-range and far vision. Wearing the progressive lenses, I have half of both. So I'm seeing worse in all circumstances.
Well, you have to learn new habits. Like, I have progressive lenses too.
Yeah.
And it took a while, but I've learned that if I wanted to see far away, I have to look through the top of the lenses.
Yep.
If I want to read, I have to look through the bottom of the lenses.
Right. And yes. And here's the thing. If both were bad, I would do that. But my far and near sight, my far and mid range are excellent without the glasses.
Right.
So I am instead going back to just carrying my reading glasses with me. If I need to read something, put them on. Because,
well, that sucks. I mean, you went through the whole, you went through and got the exam and you bought the glasses.
Yep.
Now you've decided you're not using them.
But here's the thing, and Jennifer pointed this out to me. I will be donating them so someone else will have them.
With your exact prescription.
Yeah, there's somebody out there who they'll help. Probably.
Maybe.
But you donate them to the eye place. Yeah.
You don't just like take them to the Goodwill and they get thrown in a bin,
yeah,
of glasses.
No, that's, I mean, you can do that, but that's not the way to. Yeah, but no, I mean, I do feel bad because Jennifer could have gotten a second pair of glasses with the money that I spent on these glasses.
Right.
But anyway, but the thing was, I was wearing them and I was like, and exactly, I had the same thought as you. Oh, I could learn to see with these, but like I said, my vision is so much better without the glasses for almost, 80% of what I do that.
Like, you don't need them for working on a computer?
Oh, shoot. I don't need them for working on the computer. In fact, that was the big thing, is that it was horrible working on the computer with them.
You now look like the Unabomber.
Yep.
Everything okay? Did power go out?
I kicked out the
Did the pod fall down?
Here we go. The light went off. And I don't know why. But now it's back on. So anyway,
ghosts.
I gave it a little bit. And then I was like,
How long did you wear the glasses before you noped out of it?
A day and a half. But that was the big thing, is I was like, okay, I could learn how to see through these glasses, or I could simply continue doing what I'm doing now and see really well in both the times when I'm reading with my reading glasses on and without my glasses, or I could see a uniform amount of bad all the time. It just, you know, this is one part, one fork, diverging from my, you know, the path of my life, Ben. And I think that I made the right decision. Oh, hey, by the way, speaking of making the right decision,
yes, Paul.
Jennifer and I together have finished season one of Ted Lasso.
Oh, it was a show you were watching together. You couldn't.
It was a show that I was watching and that Jennifer was watching parts of it. And eventually she said, "Okay, you can't watch it now without me," which yep. turned out to be the right thing.
Well, you, fortunately for you, there's an entire season two of Ted Lasso for you to enjoy for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Very excited. And I'm glad that. Okay, spoilers for Ted Lasso, season finale of season one. I am very happy that it worked out the way it did. Because you got both the win, like, they did it, but then they lost. And that was nice.
Yeah.
And the Jamie Tart and his dad, feel bad about it.
Yeah, they do a good job of humanizing the villains.
Exactly.
There's a moment where it's been so long since I've seen it. Remind me of the boss's name.
The boss. I know who you're talking about.
The boss. The lady who owns the club.
Yep.
Yeah. You remind me of her name?
No.
You just finished watching it like yesterday?
Yeah.
You can't remember?
No.
All right. I'm not going to give you too much grief. I probably wouldn't.
Is it Jessica? Somebody
out there listening to this show is screaming out her
character.
Yeah,
I know, and I'm sorry, everybody.
Actually, I heard that
Beverly
listening to a podcast when you know something that the hosts don't is like being a ghost and listening in on a conversation.
My goodness, Ben, what a great form of torture that we haven't invented yet. It's not torture, but the idea is you have two people and they have a podcast and they're like, well, of course we know that the amount of troops that our enemies have in the field is somewhere around 1 million. Oh, yes, around 1 million troops. That's right. And you just keep on doing that until the person under their breath, like, corrects you. And you have a mic in the cell and then you... And then you know.
So Rebecca is the name.
Rebecca,
of
I was so close.
Hannah
Jessica and Beverly Rebecca. That's the where those two
so
things
there
intersect.
There is that touching moment where she goes down to the office and basically admits what her plan was, and he gives her a hug, and it's one of the more touching moments amongst the many touching moments in Ted Lasso season one.
Yeah.
But in that moment, you're like, she's not just like the stereotypical, like, when I first started watching the show, I thought, okay, so this TV show is basically just Major League for soccer, where like a wealthy woman has inherited a professional sports club and does what she can to tank it.
Yeah.
And and everybody was like, it's not that, dude. Don't think of that when you watch the show. And yeah, it's not that. It took a complete left turn from that.
I do think, like, you and I are... Ben, can we say that you and I are comedy writers? I think we can.
I don't know. That might be a...
We may not be good.
To comedy writers.
But anyway...
Amateur comedy writers.
I think you and I can both agree that Jason Sudeikis and whoever else wrote it, I think maybe the guy who plays the other coach... He had a partner.
Brendan Hunt and Roy Kent. Brett Goldstein is actually a writer on the show as well.
Who's that?
Roy Kent?
Yeah.
He's here, he's there, he's everywhere.
Oh! Oh, okay. Man!
I just opened up Siri for some reason.
That's awesome. My thought is that those guys, right?
Yeah.
Probably had Major League in mind, even if they didn't ever say Major League when they started out. But but it was like, what if that were to really happen? How would that actually go? Or whatever. I mean, I think we can say that Mr. Head, the actor who plays, the old boss of the club, whose name I also don't remember, thank you very much. Hey, you know, it's interesting. I do have sort of a Roy Kent look right now.
But it's too bad that you can't say his favorite catchphrase on the show. Well, you better not.
Yeah, I was like, I can't, because we'd have to beep it.
Yeah. Anyway, I think there's a season 3 coming, and I think I've heard that they have decided to end it at season 4 if they're given a season 4.
Right.
So if they're given a season 4, they will bring it to a conclusion.
That sounds good. I think it's really well done. I feel like Jason Sudeikis has proven himself to be a good writer / showrunner, and
yeah.
He could do something else.
I know a lot of people. I've heard a couple of anecdotes where people were like, "I don't really like Jason," and these are mainly women. Like, I don't like Jason Sudeikis, but. And I didn't want to like Ted Lasso, but it won me over. So I don't know what he did. Like, if he just gives off a weird vibe, or if he played a role I'm not aware of where he was a jerk. But I've heard that from more than one people.
I didn't see We're the Millers, but he was in that, right?
I have no idea.
I'm only familiar
with this stuff from Saturday Night Live. Outside of that, 30 Rock.
Now, one of the interesting things about... Ted Lasso is, of course, he brings his boss the box of cookies every day.
Biscuits.
And there's a store that we would go shopping at that had boss biscuits. And they came in a little pink box, and there was a woman holding a soccer ball. Like, doing everything they could to indicate, right. You know, boss biscuits, like
see
on your favorite
here?
Show, exclamation yeah. point. And I never got them until I started watching the show, and then I got them, and they were good. You know, there's like, okay, so do you know what the rhubarb, strawberry rhubarb, cobbler kind of stuff is? Like, it's strawberry and rhubarb, and it might just be a Midwest thing. Strawberry rhubarb has crumbs on the top of it.
Yeah. I'm sure I've had it for like a Thanksgiving dessert at some point.
So there is a type of crumb that goes up on top of like that, an apple crumble, that sort of thing, that's basically just sugar, flour, and butter.
Yeah.
Right? These sure. tasted like one of those. And it was one of those situations where I'm like, I don't know if this is actually what those cookies or biscuits that he's serving are supposed to taste like. But I love these and they're really yeah. good. And then they stopped making them. I had one box and then they stopped making them.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Not eat those cookies, apparently.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking about not eating those cookies, any correspondence anywhere?
Nope, nothing. I haven't even heard from Steven.
So, here's sort of a Ben's gonna guess the news, but I don't know if it really works or not, because I don't know that much about what's going on. But what have we learned recently that is somewhat depressing?
Again, you're going to have to narrow that down a bit.
Yeah.
Does this have anything to do with revelations coming out of Russia?
Oh, let's talk about that instead. Because, no, the thing I was going to say is just, you know... The idea is that possibly the thing I was going to say is that the defense of the former president, the lawyers of that,
yeah,
said that he wasn't going to comply with their stuff unless he's charged with a crime. And then somebody else said that they don't want to charge him with a crime because it could affect a future election. It's just, it's like I said, it's just depressing. Like, I don't, and I know this is,
yeah,
this
the way it's going to affect a future election is because the Republicans are just going to just try to charge any Democratic president if they're in power.
Oh, that wasn't what I was thinking. What I was thinking is that the idea basically is that he would run for re-election, he'd get elected, and then again, executive privilege would happen. And they said, if you really wanted to do something, you should have done it before he was president again. That kind of thing. But what's happening in Russia? What are you talking about?
Oh, the leader over there who has, I think there's just a larger sense of conscription to go into the military for Russians.
Yeah.
And they have, the Russian government has actually banned males between the ages of like 18 and 35 from leaving the country.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, I don't know.
Leaving the country to avoid conscription or whatever.
To avoid fighting in the war.
Not that they can't leave, even if it's to go fighting in the war. That's what at first I thought.
That's the only reason why they would be able to leave Russia is to go, and you know, if they were wearing flak jackets and holding guns.
It was 18 to what?
Huh?
18 to what?
Oh, I don't remember the upper age, like 35 or something.
It was funny when I was like, I know this sounds really weird, but when I was turning, you know, I'm turning 50 this year, or no, next year. I will be turning 50 within the next 12-month span.
Right.
And I was like, oh, hey, this means I can't get drafted. Not that I could necessarily, or that the military would want me if I was.
Well, you don't wear your corrective lenses.
Yeah, I don't need to.
I can convince the military of that. You have a prescription for glasses.
I can drive without my glasses.
Yeah.
I passed the DMV thing. Driving.
When was the last time you took a vision test for the DMV?
I don't know, a couple years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I only have taken one when I got my license when I was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
No, every time I renew my driver's license, I have to do that.
Maybe I did have to look into a little box the last time I was in person to renew my driver's license. But the last time I renewed my driver's license was in the mail.
Hey, Ben. And then
Gerald, are you working the front desk at the DMV? We told you stay in the back.
It's tiny Marcellus Wallace's soul. You know, I heard Jennifer and I were talking about this. You know, Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction having the band under the back of his neck because that's where his soul is extracted in the briefcase of the soul. And I was telling her that I read somewhere that Quentin Tarantino said that's not what it is. And I'm just like, why don't you like fun, Quentin Tarantino?
Well, the story that has come out of all that is that Ving Rhames showed up with the Band-Aid on his neck.
Yep.
And they liked it, so they kept it. And then the whole fan base was like, ooh.
Well, it's a better story. Keep it.
I know, like, Quentin Tarantino, you inadvertently came up with, people think you're brilliant as opposed to just, like, lazy for letting him keep his Band-Aid on.
Yeah, exactly. So keep it. Keep it. Make that happen. John Constantine with Keanu Reeves apparently may be happening.
That's the rumor on the street.
I think you and I might have seen that together.
I don't think that was me. I've not seen the first Constantine.
When did it come
Keanu
out?
Keanu Reeves apparently is on the books to come back for the sequel. I have no idea when it came out.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? I have been watching C, as I mentioned before. It is the most Jason Momoa that Jason Momoa could ever be. Works out really well for him.
Well, he was pretty much, he was a lot, he was lots of Jason Momoa in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was also not as Jason Momoa as he is in C.
It's Jason Momoa-est.
Yeah, he, because in Game of Thrones, he wasn't allowed to talk as much. and use his, like, actual
and he only
voice.
He only spoke Dothraki.
Yeah, exactly.
But I, what am I watching? I'm current on the Game of Thrones prequel.
Yeah,
I guess you can call it prequel. If it takes place 400 years before the stories.
My understanding is that they're gonna switch to the older actress for the princess in the next one.
Well, a very big event happened at the very end of the most recent episode.
Yes, it did.
That we think happened. I mean, pretty sure that's what happened. So, yeah.
What did you think happened?
Viserys collapsing at the wedding.
Oh, that, yeah. I think he's still around though.
You do?
Yeah. Did you see next time on the blah blah blah?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still around.
That probably would have spoiled it for me then.
Yep. Too late. And, sorry.
And well, it doesn't really matter. I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna start the next episode and say, "Hey, I thought you were dead, so you shouldn't be here."
This is BS, my friend.
Cobra Kai, I finished watching the latest season of Cobra Kai, which is
was it good?
I like it. I mean, it's just goofy fun. I mean, it's not, it doesn't take itself too seriously. It's just all about people solving their problems with karate, and it's just delightful.
Cool. Let's see, I'm playing Dungeons & Dragons 2 weeks after the last time I played Dungeons & Dragons, which is new.
Is that fast or slow for you?
Fast. Normally, okay. We have like three weeks in between. Wander Home has moved locations. I started playing at my local game store, game/comic book store. And then the employee who set it up moved to a different store in a town near here. Yeah, I know. And it's more of a card game store. So the vibe is different. But, you know, it's Wander Home. So it's
card game more than a comic book store.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. You know, you got a bunch of people all playing Pokemon together.
Right.
As opposed to a bunch of introverted people looking for comic books.
There's a joint on Capitol Hill called Ray Gun Lounge, which I walk past a lot, which is a place to play TTRPG, tabletop role-playing games.
Yeah.
And but they also have pinball, and they have merch, and they also have a bar. So I've never actually been in there because I'm not really a gamer in that sense, or in any sense, honestly. Yeah. But I do like me some pinball. But it seems like a pretty cool environment because, you know, you go, you get a drink at the bar, you sit down, and you role play with your friends.
It sounds nice. I see that again. If you're listening to this and you're a friend of mine, we've already had the conversation about me not playing the game online with my friends. I had good conversations with some of them, just, you know, talking. And I was like, part of the whole reason I'm doing this is to, that's cool. Sorry, Ben. This is a touch screen.
What has... I take it this is a brand new computer you're using.
Sort of, yeah. It's Jennifer's computer that we were using as her audio station, but it doesn't really work that well as an audio station, but it does work for her meetings with, you know, the people.
Right.
My wife, Jennifer Pratt, also known as Jennifer Fact Checker, even though she doesn't check as many facts
for
as she
years.
Used to. Yeah.
Although she did interrupt you that one day because she was listening to the show.
And she, had to
Had to give you a real-time correction.
It's hard to believe, Ben, but we've been doing this podcast for 8 years now.
Holy crap.
Right? About eight years.
I guess.
But yeah, so she's a audiobook producer. And she's been doing more audiobook producing stuff.
Right.
And some of that means meeting with clients and people in the industry and all of that. So that's pretty cool.
Right. Oh, dear God. I got to fix that. Yeah. I mean, we going back to how old the show is, we recorded the first episode, and then technically we took like 2 years off.
Yeah. When was the first episode recorded?
I'm looking that up right now. It was posted August 13th, 2014.
Oh, okay. So 2016. So we've been doing it for about 6 years.
March 4th, 2016 was the first, like, the show in this form.
Yeah, yeah. Where we conceived it as an extended Goody Lawrence bit, which I still like. I still like to this day, Ben, I'm still very tickled by that. Because
and
it
one
works.
One day we're going to force everybody to sit and watch all of it.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine somebody
Well, 343 hours, give or take.
This is why AI was invented, Ben. An AI is going to watch all of our shows. And it's going to, if I know anything about AI, it's going to mix the two of us up.
Why don't you do that, Paul? You put a picture of the two of us separately into Midjourney and see what it spits out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll totally do that. That'll work out great. Actually, hold on. Let's see here.
You don't need to do it now.
Oh, no. It's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it, Ben. We can talk about things. How are you?
Everything I can do about it. Wait, what? You know, I can stop everything. I can cancel.
Oh,
actually,
show. Yeah, you can stop. That's right. You can stop anything that you wanted to.
Paul would still be recording and rolling.
I wouldn't post it anywhere. It'd just be
my own. Yeah.
So as we're talking, Ben, at this very moment, I am doing it, and I'm going to be texting it to you.
Is it on your you Midjourney on your phone?
Midjourney is through Discord. So yeah. It get ready.
I just recently downloaded the Discord app. Once I was like, everybody wants you to join their Discord these days, and
I don't want you to join my Discord. I don't have one.
I'm not talking about welcome to my website and here are my comics strips that I write and draw. Join my Discord. This is more like you're involved in this project and we're only going to be discussing the logistics of it on Discord.
So you have to be here, Ben.
Yes.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Specifically. Hey, Ben, you volunteered to help us do something. Thanks, Ben. Now, here is something that you have to do. Because you volunteered to do something for us.
Yep.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
Are you texting me a picture?
I'm not texting you a picture yet. I am first. Oh, hey. Who is this handsome gentleman? It's none other than...
looking at yourself on your phone?
No, it's. I'm looking at the amalgamation between you and me.
Oh.
he's a pretty handsome guy. Okay, Ben. Let's talk about it. Do you think the mixture between the two of us wears a hat and glasses or doesn't wear a hat and glasses?
I would think that it doesn't wear a hat because neither of us wear hats a lot. You do wear a hat sometimes, but I'd say for the most part, people don't think of you as a hat wearing
person.
I got it.
It's going to be this guy. He doesn't wear glasses.
Damn it!
Sorry, Ben. He's not wearing headphones either. And
both
he
of us are wearing headphones, though.
He doesn't look exactly like you. Oh, sorry.
What pictures did you put in?
Pictures of just you and I right now. I took a picture of you off my phone. I mean, off my screen. Okay. And a picture of me. He's got a beard, sorry to say.
Does he have a giant microphone in front of his face?
He does not, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this will be just 1 second. What to do? So
we had one person watch the show at about 4:15, and they watched for a minute and 33 seconds.
Hey, new record. Thanks, everybody. I wonder who it was and what. It is funny that I never wonder why did they stop watching. I always wonder why did they start. What was the thing?
Well, apparently there's a feature on YouTube where you could you can refine your currently live video watching to the least viewed. That's how Drunk found us.
Yeah, that makes sense. That actually does make sense. So I'm doing a little bit of editorializing here.
Okay.
I think that the guy who is us, every single one of them has you know what? I am going to do one thing that might change things a little bit. Because one of the things that I forgot about is that you can actually set how much to use one thing and how much to use the other, if that makes sense. Because we've got two pictures, right? I'm setting them both to... So this is going to be 50-50, a even split between your picture and my picture.
Right down the middle.
And I think that's going to help it out a little bit.
Did you weight it heavily in your favor the first time?
No, but I was the first picture, if that makes sense. So I think it might have automatically weighted it to me.
Okay.
And because
he had curly hair and a beard and no glasses.
Well, that's the thing is the guy that we ended up with always had a beard.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, I haven't shaved in about 2 days. I would say I have a beard, but I'm not exactly clean shaven either.
So here we go. Let's try it again.
Got sort of a 5 o'clock, the most 5 o'clock shadow I can get.
I'm gonna actually check this guy out too, because maybe that'll work. All right, so
check him out.
While we wait for that to happen, let me talk to you a little bit, Ben, about something called communism. I'm interested.
Yes, comrade.
In the fact that it's gotten such a bad rap lately. And I can't really say why that is, but I feel as though this is my question.
You're
can
baiting
someone
the
be
bots.
Pro America and also pro communism? I think they can be.
Explain your show your work, sir.
Well, if one goes through,
is this a preamble to showing us the photo of the two of us?
I'm imagining what this guy might say. So here's the thing that's interesting, right? I have two pictures that came out of this, and both of them look like the same guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
I guess so.
Like the person that is us, that it thinks we look like, yeah. is the same.
Is.
Like there is
an Aryan man from mid-century Germany.
A dude who is Paul and Ben mixed together. And I'm sending it to you right now.
You know how you get to the Nazi party, don't you?
Oh, geez. Is this a pun? Is it going to be a...
It is. It's a terrible joke.
What is it, Ben? How do you... You
take the Third Reich. Now, chances are I didn't come up with that. Oh, my God.
What, that guy? You don't like that guy?
He looks like he was just... He looks like he was lost in the woods for about 2 weeks and didn't want to be found.
That's my influence, Ben. I think. So let me
put this on the stream here. Since I'm working with new software, this might not work, but... I don't know what I'm doing.
It is interesting, though. Here, I'm going to send you the other one, too. It is interesting, though, that, like I said, this is a... Oh, no, that's not going to work. I'll have to... This other one's ear is messed up, it looks like. You remember the This Person Doesn't Exist? When that was new and we were like, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Eventually, that's what we're going to have to do with people walking around. We're going to have to be like, hey, that guy's got a weird tooth.
He doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Xenographer. I did notice that you changed your Discord name.
I did. I've always liked Xenographer as a concept. And so now, finally.
Now, this isn't letting me. Oh, that's... I see. Yeah. But boy, if I were on my own system... not my own system. If I were on... Wirecast, I'd be able to do this. Let's see. Add another source. I want to add an... image. There we go.
Hey, awesome.
All right. And hang on a sec. Browsing to... So this is... all right. So I'm just going to... I'm going to put this in the middle between us.
And yeah, then okay.
Streamcast has the stupid built-in transition that we're going to see. I don't know how to get rid of that. And now if you're watching the stream, take a look at this picture that is a combination of both Paul and myself from Midjourney.
I feel as though...
It's right there. Paul can't see. Paul can just see me in my office.
I feel as though I have a more undue influence on the image, even when it's 50-50.
This is the 50-50 image?
That is the 50-50 image.
Kind of looks... I mean, I can kind of see people that I know in it. I don't see me at all.
Yeah, there's that's what I mean, is I feel like I've overtaken... It's just my strong features.
And you do have stronger, more striking features. I am just stereotypical white dude. I disappear into a crowd.
Yeah, this is okay. Here's another one. Here, I'm just gonna send you this other one. Okay. This is some dude. This is somebody that we know. I can't think of who it is, but it's very familiar.
The person that we're looking at right now on the stream, the first one, he's also, it looks like he just drank a bottle of wine, too.
Yeah, he's...
This looks like the same guy.
It does, doesn't it?
All right, I'm going to... give me a sec. I will put this on the stream in 2 seconds.
It is a little crazy.
And add... This is... you know, we're past time, but this is fun now. So
oh, no.
Let's just do this.
Wait, are we really past time?
Yeah. I mean, you were kind of late, I guess.
Yeah. That's what I mean. We're...
All right. So here's... Okay, if you're watching the stream...
Oh, no.
Here's the new guy.
The screen locked.
Your screen locked.
My screen locked. So I hope I'm still recording.
Now... Oh, God. Now the stream is seeing this guy's brother.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right. So yeah.
So it's, you know, it really is. You know the.
What if I get closer and like take my headphones off?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, take another picture of you? Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, if you'd get a better picture of me.
Oh, I don't think that's a problem. And I didn't know what you were talking about, so you did all that for nothing, and I apologize.
Story of my life.
Hey, speaking of which, Ben, it's been a great podcast.
Hey!
We started off...
With some technical talk, and now we ended it with just
we hit
around.
all the marks. So, is there anything that you're involved in that you want to talk about that the people listening probably on Monday will have time to show up to if they
got
are in
nothing
Seattle?
Going on? There's just, you know, living the life, making it real.
Hey, keeping awesome.
Keeping it clean.
I also have nothing really to plug. I love doing work for money and not doing art for money. I can't.
Well, if you want to do art for free, this podcast is the perfect thing.
Hey, thanks, Ben.
I just called it art.
It is art, in my opinion. And with that, Ben, I will talk to you next time.
I bid you a very well keep it wrong, sir.
Keep it wrong, Ben. I'll talk to you more later.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Bye. I don't think I need room tone, I think.
And I think we're not live anymore.
Heater wasn't on.
Don't say anything. The whole time.
I'm still talking.
To say.
All right. Yeah, see you guys.
I'm still talking too.
Keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong. Blah, blah. The stream is such a delay that. There we go. And we're clear.